Blackstone Audio presents The Teapot Dome Scandal, How Big Oil Bought the Harding White House and Tried to Steal the Country, by Leighton McCartney. For Rye Ryan. Author's note. In the interest of full disclosure, I should mention that my family benefited from some of the ill-gotten gains accumulated from the Teapot Dome affair. In 1935, my father, Frederick Leighton McCartney, then going into his senior year at Yale, spent the summer in Europe. By the time he got to Paris in late August, my father was flat broke. Desperate, he called the only person he knew in the city, Harry M. Blackmer, one of the chief participants in the oil swindle, and asked for a loan, explaining that he was Fred McCartney's son. At the time, Blackmer was living in exile in Paris with a $10 million teapot windfall, and his mistress and later second wife, a Norwegian opera singer named Ada Norena. A former resident of Denver, Blackmer had often played golf with my grandfather, but as a wanted man, he was leery that my father might be an FBI agent or a journalist. "If you're Fred McCartney's son," he asked, "how would your father play the 13th hole at the Denver Country Club?" My grandfather was a champion amateur golfer and the designer of the golf course in question. He was also left-handed, which meant that his game, and in particular his strategy in playing the 13th hole, differed from that of right-handed players such as Blackmer. After my father, a golfer himself, explained how Fred Sr. typically played the 13th, Blackmer gave him his address and asked him to come right over to his apartment. There, my father enjoyed a lavish dinner and drank champagne with the old rogue and his Norwegian ingenue, while Blackmer pumped him for news from home and later presented him with $150. That was a sizable sum in 1935, more than enough to sustain my father until his ship departed a few days later. Part 1.